The RNIB has for almost 30 years been providing an eye care liaison officer service at hospital eye clinics, and having recently celebrated the 100th ECLO, the RNIB has just announced a new strategic partnership with Community Health and Eye Care Check to start providing a remote ECLO service across 10 of their centres. This is fantastic news for patients attending community eye appointments, and I'm now joined here on RNIB Connect Radio by John Dorr, Chief Operating Officer at CHECK, and Mike Harrison, Partnership and Development Manager here at the RNIB, to find out more about this new partnership and development in ECLO services. Welcome, John and Mike, to Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Toby. Nice to be on the show.
Thanks very much, Toby. Yes, same as with John. Very pleased to be with you today.
Firstly, John, would you be able to tell me a bit about community health and eye care and the type of service that you provide in the community for blind and partially sighted people, and how this service may differ from the sort of service that people might get in their eye clinics at their eye hospitals?
Absolutely, Toby. So CHECK was founded in 2012 by our CEO and consultant ophthalmologist, Imran Rahman. We work in partnership with thousands of optometrists to deliver our shared care partnership model. And we're now one of the largest providers of community-based ophthalmology services in the UK. We're really proud to have built a reputation of high-quality, patient-focused care that ensures we always remain responsive and considerate to the needs of our patients. CHECK services are more readily available and accessible in local communities than your typical NHS hospital. And through working in partnership with local optometrists from some of the big companies that you'll know, like Specsavers and Boots, as well as the independent optometrists, we're able to offer patients a greater amount of choice of where they can be treated, flexibility, and reduce waiting times when it comes to their appointments. We also have our own purpose-built treatment centres across the country for patients who require cataract surgery, treatment for glaucoma, or macular degeneration and minor ops.
John, why did you want to partner with the RNIB to provide this remote ECLO service, and what sort of service will people be getting when they attend one of your community centres?
So CHECK receive thousands of referrals a month, and unfortunately there are a small number of patients that present with irreversible sight loss. While our staff are able to support patients with relevant information, we wanted to provide a more integrated care pathway, and it's for this reason we're working in partnership with RNIB, and I believe that the ECLO service will be of great benefit to our patients. ECLOs are able to explain the process of becoming registered as blind or partially sighted and the benefits of being registered. In addition, they support other areas such as emotional well-being, about remaining in employment or retraining, and provide essential contacts for voluntary organisations and local support groups in the community.
Mike, the RNIB has been providing ECLO services for almost 30 years, as I said earlier on, and the role has certainly changed over that time too. Why is it so important to develop and expand the ECLO service, and why did the RNIB want to partner with CHECK to provide a remote service across their centres?
Well, Toby, ECLO is such an important role. A sight loss diagnosis really is a life-changing event for a patient and also their family and friends. There are so many questions, concerns, and often fears that come from that news. And as you mentioned earlier, we recently celebrated here at RNIB the appointment of our 100th ECLO at Chase Farm Hospital in Enfield, and that's a real milestone. But we're aware that many patients who could really benefit from ECLO support are now being seen away from what you might call traditional hospital sites. There has been a move towards the delivery of NHS services in people's local community in recent years, and the pace of that change has accelerated during the pandemic. And we're seeing organisations like Community Health and Eye Care helping to support that change. So it's vitally important those patients have access to the independent advice and support at the point of diagnosis, which ECLO provides.
Mike, I was chatting with an ophthalmologist recently who was saying how important it was to have an ECLO in their clinic to provide support to patients after their eye clinic appointments. And he was suggesting that there should be more ECLOs in clinics, which is obviously fantastic. And I wondered sort of why there should be more ECLOs in clinics and community services like the ones from CHECK. And do you see that there will be other partnerships like the one with CHECK coming soon?
It's great to hear that the conversation you had with an ophthalmologist recently recognised the importance of ECLO, Toby, because it is a unique role, which complements the amazing work which clinical colleagues provide in ophthalmology. That conversation which you had reflects the growing recognition across the NHS that ECLO is not a nice-to-have service. It's a must-have, which forms part of the patient's sight loss pathway. It's important to stress that ECLO is still very much a face-to-face service. In the past 12 months alone, we've appointed 12 new ECLOs, and they're providing face-to-face support to patients and their families, etc., in 27 sites. But we also want to make sure that the reach of the ECLO service, the support it provides, is accessible on a remote basis to make sure that everybody can tap into that service when they need it. In terms of future partnerships, I'm sure we want to see our relationship with CHECK develop and reach beyond the initial 10 sites we're supporting. And yes, I do see more partnerships with the independent sector and organisations like CHECK coming to fruition in the coming months and years. As I say, it's all about reaching more people who would benefit from the support of an ECLO.
John, I know, Julie, your ECLO has only been in post for a very short period of time, and I wondered how the service for you and Julie has been going so far and whether you've had any feedback at all from patients as to how the service has been going.
It's a little bit early days, Toby. The service launched just this month, but I'm pleased to say we've already had a number of patients booking appointments in with the ECLO, and I'm really looking forward to seeing the feedback from patients, how they found the service and how important it's been for them to be able to discuss their needs with the ECLO.
And John, if people would like to maybe find out a bit more about community health and eye care, your centres and the service you provide, where's the best place for them to go to find out more?
So in order to get referred into CHECK, you'll need to get a referral from your optometrist or your GP. If you're interested in finding out more information, we've got a website which is CHECK.UK, CHEC.UK, which has a lot of information about our services and eye health conditions.
Mike, if other organisations like CHECK would like to maybe find out more about the RNIB ECLO service and maybe get in touch to forge similar partnerships, what is the best way for them to get in touch? And if anyone wanted to find out generally more about the ECLO service, where can they go to find out more?
Well, Toby, we're always looking to make connections with colleagues within the NHS and the independent, like John at CHECK. It's all about ensuring patients can benefit from the support ECLO can offer. It really is that important. So I'm part of RNIB's regional partnerships and development team. And that means that each region across the UK has a dedicated person who can work with potential partners to develop ECLO and, of course, other RNIB service support. But at first instance, anyone wanting more information can drop me an email at mike.harrison@rnib.org.uk, or they can give me a call on 07809 583 809 and I can put them in touch with a member of the team and we can take things from there. And of course, there's some great information about ECLO available on RNIB's website, which you can find at www.rnib.org.uk.
Well, thank you very much indeed, John Dorr from Community Health and Eye Care and Mike Harrison from the RNIB for chatting with me all about this new partnership and the ECLO service here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Toby.
Thank you very much, Toby. And also thanks to John for joining us today.